Deaths from opioid overdoses continue to decline in Massachusetts, but the progress is uneven across the state. Opioid-related deaths fell in Massachusetts by about 4% from 2016 to 2018, according to a report released this week by the state's Department of Public Health. But in some parts of the state, the drug addiction crisis has worsened. In Hampden County, opioid overdose deaths skyrocketed 84% from 2017 to 2018. In the city of Springfield, 80 deaths in 2018 were drug-related, double the number in each of the last few years. Mayor Dominic Sarno said recent steps have been taken to address the epidemic. The city's first needle exchange program started operating in February. City police officers in March began carrying the overdose-reversing drug naloxone. A task force has been created to focus on preventing overdoses.
We know what needs to be done here, and we're doing it.
Dr. Peter Friedman, chief research officer at Bay State Health and an addiction specialist, said the higher death rates are because of the prevalence of the synthetic opioid fentanyl and Springfield's location on a major drug trafficking corridor between Vermont and New York City.
So really, we were in a situation where there was a change in the heroin supply, and we didn't really have the services and resources in place yet to be able to deal with that. I am hopeful that the 2019 numbers will improve.
Another reason for hope, said Friedman, is the Hampden County Jail later this year will begin a pilot program where inmates can request medication treatment for their opioid addictions.
We are seeing expansions that are coming soon in methadone slots in our region, and I think a lot more acceptance of medication as being really the gold standard of treatment.
In response to the latest opioid death statistics, Sarno made a plea for the state to provide more money for addiction treatment in Springfield.
Show me the money. I need, in Springfield or Western Park State, especially Springfield, I need beds. And probably even more importantly than that, the wraparound treatment services that are not as plentiful as they are in the eastern part of the state.
The state health department recently awarded $400,000 to open a Springfield Recovery Support Center. The facility will be operated by the Gandara Center, which runs outpatient mental health and substance abuse programs at several locations in Massachusetts. The Springfield Center will offer peer-to-peer support groups, social activities, job search assistance, and access to recovery coaches, according to Henry East True, executive director of Gandara.
So it's all of those things. So it's a point of referral, a point of support, and a point of a really centering and supporting members and people in recovery.
Located in a storefront on Worthington Street in downtown Springfield, the recovery center is expected to open in September, said East True.
One of the first things we're going to do is we'll identify members and identify volunteers who want to be part of this process, who are very, very interested in helping everyone who's in recovery or who would want to be in recovery. So that's one of the central core elements of the center. Without them, we can't do it. We can have a center, but we need the members to be part of all of this.
Services provided at the center are free. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.